But right off the top, we are going to talk Valentine's Day, and we're going to talk a little bit about financial and relationship tips for Valentine's Day. And joining us right now for discussion, joining us from Vancouver, she's a host and psychologist on Oprah Winfrey Network's Million Dollar Neighborhood. We welcome back to the program Dr. Jody Samra. Jody, great to have you on.
Great. Hello, and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Right off the top, how's the show going? Not bad having your own show on Oprah's network.
The show is going fabulous, thank you. So if you haven't watched it yet, you got to tune in Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and episode 4 has aired. And if you've missed any of them, they are all posted online, full-length, commercial-free.
Awesome. So check that out. And the idea behind the show?
The idea behind the show is to take a community of 100 families and work with them to increase their collective net worth by $1 million over the course of 10 weeks.
Wow. Big goals. Daunting?
It's a huge goal, but they're doing really great, and some really great financial tips that I think viewers can take away.
Perfect. And that's what we're going to get into this afternoon, talking, I guess, not only financial, but also maybe some, it helps build your relationship too, doesn't it?
And when I think about, I'm actually sitting in my clinic right now. I've been seeing patients all day. And two of the biggest issues that are interrelated that I end up dealing with, both with individuals and for couples, are finance-related and relationship-related. And we know the two just intersect with each other in a huge, huge way and really affect our kind of emotional and psychological health, but also our physical health.
Physical health? Why physical health?
Well, you think when we're stressed, right, there's a huge impact on our body in terms of things like our kind of tension level, our appetite, our sleep patterns, all of that is so connected to how we feel emotionally.
Mm-hmm. And that can lead to other physical problems if you don't get a handle on it.
It absolutely can. Insomnia, chronic pain stuff, headaches, GI difficulties. I mean, all of these issues are so common.
Yeah. So today is, a perfect day to obviously celebrate if you do have a loved one or if you have a partner in your life to, celebrate them and celebrate your relationship. It's a perfect opportunity. And that being said, get on the right financial track.
Yeah, it is. And so, Valentine's is a great day because what are we doing? We're really kind of honoring and celebrating love in our life, which for, some of us means couples or partners. And for others of us, it means others, right? Friends, family, mm-hmm. Things that we have in our life. And unfortunately, there ends up also being this kind of pressure that people have to, have a fabulous Valentine's. And usually people equate that with doing something and fill in the blanks, doing something that costs money, right? And maybe expensive. And people will really struggle, especially if they're in a situation where they're already feeling stressed, where they'll feel this pressure to kind of have to buy a gift or do something that's going to create more stress rather than actually achieve the intended goal of enjoying the day and celebrating your loved one or loved ones. So I say to couples, first of all, identify fundamentally what your beliefs are around Valentine's Day. What is it that you're celebrating? We're not celebrating money. We're not celebrating gifts. We're celebrating love, right? So start with that. And number two is speak really openly with your partner about setting a budget, right? It's amazing. Sex and money. We as a society cannot speak about these two topics.
We can.
We can. And we don't talk about it to the people that we're doing those things with, right? So it's like, chill out, have a conversation, and say, look, what are we going to spend on Valentine's? What's most important in it? And there's tons of things that we can do that are cost effective, right? So here's my advice is, grab the loved one that you've got in your life and put your focus on spending some good QT with them today, which means turn off the TV, put away your phones, make dinner together. If you pick up a bottle of wine and have it at home, throw in some tunes, get dressed up, right? You can do that and have a really great, amazing evening without spending a lot of money.
Yeah, and that's, especially Valentine's, of course, it's been less than 2 months since Christmas, so people still maybe feel the financial crunch, but they do a lot of times feel the pressure to buy something expensive and spend a lot of money on people. What if it's a little one-sided, if the expectations are there from somebody and then the other person doesn't feel comfortable spending that kind of money?
Well, that often happens, right? And this is why I'll say, just have a conversation about it. Like, set a budget. Say, what are we going to do this year? And it's the same kind of pressure that people will feel at Christmas, where there's, you know, this kind of crazy belief that we get that somehow the material kind of good or object that we give is going to somehow be a testament to our love or how much we care. And we know that's absolutely not true, mm-hmm. right? Those two things are not correlated at all. And, you know, I'll say, just make it fun. It doesn't have to be a big, heavy, serious conversation, but, you know, talk to your partner and say, hey, you know what? We're putting a limit of $20 on what we're doing. Or the rule is we can only do something that we kind of hand make. Something where you're not feeling like you have to go out and spend a huge amount of money. Because, again, fundamentally, it's a day of celebrating love, right? Mm-hmm. And to think about how can you do that. The things that we get so busy and crazy in our day-to-day life, and time is the most valuable commodity that we can offer to people.
It is true, and we don't never seem like we have enough time in the day because there's so many distractions out there. So this is the one day, as you mentioned, put the phone away, get off the computer. Spend time with each other. That might be hard to put down the iPhone tonight.
What?
Usually on it too much.
Lock the door, dim the light, pour a nice glass of wine at home, and have a wonderful evening.
There you go. But you brought it up earlier about finance and sex, the two things we never want to talk about. But finance and money can really be, unfortunately, a real relationship killer for many people. What do you tell your clients?
Yeah, I mean, and they really are. So the two things that, I mean, I'll see couples that have been together for, I mean, some of them decades, right, and share assets, have children together, and can't effectively talk about either of those relationships. One of the things, fundamentally, is that anytime we've got any issue in a relationship that is creating difficulties, that if it's left unaddressed, it gets worse, not better over time, right? And I say that. It might sound obvious, but as human beings, we tend to avoid the things that create stress or anxiety as a coping strategy. It's a very kind of, we get this fight or flight response where when we're faced with something that's stressful, our natural inclination is to avoid it, right?
Yes.
Kind of wish that it goes away and sweep it under the carpet. And I always say, you know, the more we keep sweeping things under the carpet, the more likely you are to kind of trip over that bump that's created there. So the number one piece of advice is to A, recognize when you've got issues, B, start to have conversations. And it doesn't mean that you're going to, you know, kind of talk about every single kind of issue that you've ever had when it comes to money, but start to say, you know what, I'm not going to ignore this. I'm going to start to speak openly with, you know, the partner that I'm with. Second is to understand that we have hugely complicated emotional histories with money, and much of how we feel about or think about money and its purpose and what role it plays in our life comes from our family of origin. Mm-hmm. Right? It's what we saw in our family, what we had or didn't have when we grew up, the way our parents did or didn't speak about money, how they taught us or didn't teach us about money. And you think about a couple, really what you're having is two usually hugely different family histories mm-hmm. that are coming together. And it's no wonder that people clash about these issues.
Yeah, it is. Well, that's exactly right. Everybody's got different ideas on it, and it's one of those things that people don't want to talk about. But I guess the earlier you get into it and keep that dialogue going, the better off you'll be. What about, we've been focusing on the couples, what about the singles out there? How are they getting through Valentine's Day? I guess for them it might be easier when in the cost department.
Yeah, well, it might be and it might not be, right? I think, I mean, people do feel this pressure to, you know, feel like they have someone in their life, right? You see balloons and hearts and flowers every which way you turn. And I mean, truly, I think for a certain percent of people, they really do feel much more lonely on today. Because really, you think, you know, this is the one day where, what are we celebrating? Being part of a couple, and you feel less than if you're not part of that. I mean, I'd say to people, first of all, remind yourself it's one day. It's going to be gone very quickly, mm-hmm. right? We're more than halfway through the day.
Yep.
There's 364 other days of the year that aren't Valentine's. And just, you know, do something fun. You know, sometimes people will feel this pressure to, you know, maybe make a relationship work or find a date and all of these things that add this added burden just because they don't want to be alone in that day. And often that actually just makes you feel worse, not necessarily better. But I'll say to people, you know, be your own Valentine. Treat yourself. Do something for yourself that's, you know, maybe a little more luxurious or a little more indulgent that you wouldn't otherwise do.
Yeah, no, fair enough. And do you feel, with that being said, there is a lot of pressure? Is it more on the gals than the guys to, I guess, find somebody at Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I mean, I think women kind of generally do tend to put more pressure on, more pressure and more weight on this as a holiday, right? I think generally as creatures, we tend to be a little more emotional and sentimental about these issues. You know, I feel sorry for the poor guys that have this pressure of like, oh, I better do something good and it better be better than all the friends of my partner.
Yeah.
Right? But yeah, so I would say, I mean, it's a generality, but absolutely, I do think kind of women get a little more impacted. You know, women kind of feel it, there's more pressure. You know, kind of a single guy is seen as a swinging bachelor, where, you know, a woman is seen as an old maid if she's not in a relationship. So
it's so not fair, actually.
It really is not fair. And I think slowly, right, we're changing as a society.
Sure.
And you see, you know, the media and, you know, the, what are they, the December-September relationships and, you know, all of these kinds of things that are slowly evolving to change. But I think it's hard. And I do, you know, when I step back, fundamentally, we are social creatures, right?
Yes.
We thrive off social connection. The social relationships we have in our life, I mean, there's lots of evidence. We do better from an emotional and psychological perspective. We live longer. We're more resilient in the face of stressors when we have good social supports in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And to remind yourself, like, look, if you're single, and you might not have yet met the love of your life, but look at the other relationships that bring you love and care and kindness and compassion in your life, and really kind of honor those and treasure those. So whether it's, you know, your best friend, your mother, your kids, your pets, right? There's all different sources that we get love from in our life. And I think truly that's what today is about.
Yeah, and that's a great point. Celebrate love from everybody and celebrate being single. I know some of my friends, they feel it's not so bad.
Yeah, the grass is always greener, right? That's,
yeah.
That's another fundamental part of us as humans.
Especially my buddies, a couple of them don't mind being single, that's for sure. Especially on Valentine's Day.
Well, I'm holding out for George Clooney to give me a call, so I don't want to make any plans tonight.
There you go. Well, you never know. I think he is dating somebody at the moment, but you never know. Now that you got your own TV show.
That comes and goes quickly, too, as we know.
Yeah, well, now that you got your own show, maybe. You never know. Jody, any final thoughts you could leave the listeners with on Valentine's Day today?
I just say everyone be happy, smile, and really, truly just love yourself today.
Great stuff. Jody, appreciate your time as always. And your website, once again, is Dr. Jody Samra.
Yep, drjodysamra.com. You can follow me on Twitter, add me on Facebook. I've got tons of tips on finances and how to survive being single and all of the stuff on the show. So please watch if you haven't been watching The Million Dollar Neighborhood.
Check it out. Awesome, Jody. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Dr. Jody Samra joining us on the line from Vancouver, host and psychologist on Oprah Winfrey Network's Million Dollar Neighborhood. And you can get more information, check out episodes, drjodysamra.com. That's J-O-T-I-S-A-M-R-A.com.